Look at Joshua chapter 10. I may mispronounce a few of these words, but just hang on. We'll get through them. I want to start reading in verse 1. It says, "Now it came to pass when Adonijah Zedek, king of Jerusalem, had heard how Joshua had taken Ai and had utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and her king, so he had done to Ai and her king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were among them, that they feared greatly because Gibeon was a great city, as one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all the men thereof were mighty. Wherefore, Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, sent unto Hoham, king of Hebron, and unto Piram, king of Jarmuth, and unto Japha, king of Lachish, and unto Deborah, king of Eglon, saying, Come up unto me and help me, that we may smite Gibeon, for it hath made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel. Therefore, the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, and the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon, gathered themselves together and went up, they and all their host, and encamped before Gibeon, and made war against it. And the men of Gibeon sent unto Joshua to the camp to Gilgal, saying, Slack not thy hand from thy servants. Come up to us quickly and save us, and help us, for all the kings of the Amorites that dwell in the mountains are gathered together against us. So Joshua ascended from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor. And the Lord said unto Joshua, Fear them not, for I have delivered them into thine hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. Joshua therefore came unto them suddenly, and went up from Gilgal all night. And the Lord discomforted them before Israel, and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, and chased them along the way that goeth up to Bethhoron, and smote them to Azekah and unto Makkadiah. And it came to pass, as they fled from before Israel, and were in the going down to Bethhoron, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Azekah, and they died. There were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hastened not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel." If you would stretch your hands this way, let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, you see the need here. Would you please help us? Would you please touch us? Would you please anoint us? Help us, oh God, to deliver. Give us words from you. Not in our ability, oh God, but through your power and your words, that you would touch us, Jesus, in this hour. Would you help us? It says, "Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon." He didn't really care who hurt him. He was needing a victory. He was needing God to help him. And he got past the point of caring what people cared when he cried out to the Lord. This is a youth service. And a lot of times I'll notice our youth sometimes don't get very loud in their praying. But we got to get past that point to where we forget about who's around us or who's beside us or who we're trying to talk to, and we need to cry out to the Lord no matter who's around us. And he began to cry out to the Lord for a great miracle here, for almost an impossibility. He said, "Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon." And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed. The people avenged themselves. They walked a victory that day. So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hastened not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it that the voice hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. What happened here is Joshua had an experience. He had an experience here. He cried out for help. He cried out for a victory, and he had an experience. I want to try to preach to us about an unforgettable experience. An unforgettable experience. We need an experience. We got to have an unforgettable experience. An experience that we can point the devil back to. An experience that we can say, there was never a day like this day. I cried out to the Lord this day, and something happened this day. I had an experience Tuesday, July 21st, 2009, at the Broxton Calvary Holiness Camp Meeting in youth service. I got an experience. Something happened to me that day. I got a hold of something that I can point the devil back to. The sun stood still, so to speak. There was not a day like this before or since. I got a hold of something. An experience. The apprehension of an object or a thought or emotion through the senses or the mind. Active participation in events or activities leading to the accumulation of knowledge or skill. In order to get that kind of experience, you have to participate. You have to be an active participant. You also got to be a willing participant. It's something that you go into an event or an activity, and it brings knowledge or skill. You go into it to participate. Well, we're here. Why don't we participate in this service? I mean, we don't really realize it, but this camp meeting is already winding down. It's already Tuesday. And I'm sure there were some things we wanted done in our lives, when, especially the young people, I want to get something in this camp meeting. An experience. Something that I can lay hold to. Something I can remember. Something I can feel. Something I can have. Something I can know. Something that I am acquainted with. Personally intercounting something. When you intercount, I mean, you personally go up and meet Neil Bridges, and then you know I've met Brother Neil Bridges. Nobody can tell you you hadn't met Brother Neil. Yes, I have. I know I met Brother Neil Bridges. I shook his hand. Well, that's just like it is when getting an experience with the Lord. You begin to cry out to him, and it don't matter what friends around you, because you're needing an experience. You're needing a victory. There is always going to be a fight. There's always going to be a battle. There is always going to be a push, and especially against the young people. They are facing so many things that I did not have to face. You're facing so many things, young people, that I never had to go through, never had to deal with. And it is a fight. But if you will not be ashamed to come up here and cry out, let the Lord hear you. Don't worry about that little girl you've been talking to hearing you. Because you got to get an experience. Don't worry about that little boy you've been talking to, because you've got to get an experience. You got to get a hold of something that's going to take you through the battle. You got to get a hold of something that's going to take you through the war. An experience. There was never a day like that before or since. Joshua, he could look back on this day. Maybe when things got a little tough, he could look back. I prayed that day, and God heard me. And I mean, he stopped the sun. He stopped the moon. I had an experience that day. He could point back to that day. I got a hold of something that day. You're not shaking me, devil. I got a hold of something that day. I mean, he moved for me in my life. I might have been young, but he moved for me, and I got an experience. I mean, I got a hold of something that nobody can't tell me didn't happen because I was there. I went through it. I got a hold of it. I felt it. I knew about it. Something, I seen it. I tasted it. I had an experience. We've got to have experiences. We've got to have that place we can point at. This is where it happened. This is where I got a hold of it. This is where I quit warring with all that worldly things that was just pulling at me and trying to tear me down. I come to the altar, choose the youth service, and God fixed it. And now I don't have to worry about it anymore. It does not even affect me. No matter what those other little girls wear, it don't affect me. Because I got an experience. No matter how those other little boys act, I got a hold of something. And it don't affect me anymore because I got an experience. You can point the devil back to an experience. And he has to flee. He has to give up the battle. He has to leave you alone when you have the experience. But you got to want it. You got to want that experience. You got to be an active participant, a willing participant. You got to want that experience. Want it worser than who's sitting around you hearing you cry a little bit.
That's right.
Seeing you shed a few tears. Right. You got to get past all that. Because you're needing an experience. You're needing to win a battle. You're needing to win a victory. You're needing help in this hour. That devil is warring. He is taking our young people one by one by one. And seeming like we're not doing anything about it. We're not getting upset. What if somebody just come in here and just took it whole, the whole center state just took off with them? Well, we'd call 911. We'd get upset. But the devil will take them one by one. And we hardly don't do nothing about it. But somehow we can help them get an experience. And somehow we can help them get that experience, get that where they know about it, where they feel it all the way through them, where they can point the devil to that experience. I got the experience. It's not daddy's experience. It's not mama's experience. It is my experience. I got the experience. I seen the sun stand still. I seen the moon stand still. I seen God work in my life. I saw it in my life. I got a hold of it. I prayed through.
There you go.
I got the experience.
Yes, sir.
Nobody has to make me pray in my room because I got the experience. Daddy does not have to check my wardrobe because I got the experience. I remember a young man. He was a young preacher. He'd sat around the tables listening to grandpa, grandma, and uncle. They'd tell them all how it used to be and how it used to be. And I've seen this and I've seen that. And somehow it stirred up a hunger in his heart. He began praying and fasting. He said, Lord, you showed them. I want to see it. I want to see it. I want the experience. You know what the Lord done? He let him see broken bones healed right in front of his eyes. A young man.
Yeah.
Because he had a desire to see an experience, to have an experience, to get a hold of something where he could say, Grandpa, I seen it. Daddy, I seen it. I was there. I got the experience. I seen it. He wasn't afraid to cry out and pray and seek the Lord. We cannot be afraid, young people, to lift our voices. He cried out in front of all Israel. I mean everybody. Everybody was around him. But he was needing the victory. He was needing that experience. And he cried out, I got to have some help. Somehow, Lord, I got to have a victory. I can't afford a defeat in this hour. I got to have a victory. It don't matter what Caleb thinks. I got to cry out to you. I'm needing a victory. All Israel was looking on, and he is crying out to God. We need some young people with that testimony. I mean, all Broxton looking on, and they're crying out, I got to have a victory. I got to have an experience. I want the Lord to do something for me. A lot of times that's when you really gonna get what you need. It's when you forget the people around you. You begin to raise your voice. You begin to raise your hands. You begin to let them tears flow. You forget who's around you because you got to have the victory. You need the experience. Your experience. It belongs to you. When you have the experience, nobody can take it from you. It belongs to you. Nobody can convince you it didn't happen because it belongs to you. You're the one that worked it out. You're the one that went through the test. You're the one that passed the line. When you get it, you know they cannot convince you that didn't happen. They cannot convince you that you missed it because you got a hold of the experience. You drove the nail down. You drove the stake down. I mean, you got it. It's there. And nobody can tell you that you didn't have the experience. That you didn't get the experience. Because you got it for yourself. An unforgettable experience. No doubt Joshua never forgot that experience. No doubt he looked back on it many times. My God answered my prayer. I mean, he let the sun stand still for a whole day. I mean, all day long it just stopped for me. An experience that he remembered. They wrote it down. We can read about it. Because God listened to the prayer of a man. And what he's listening for is the prayers of some young people. Because he's wanting to do something for us. He's wanting to do something for Broxton's youth. He's wanting to do something for us in this camp meeting. He's wanting us to get an experience, to have an experience that we can say it happened in 2009 at the Broxton camp meeting. We got some experiences. We need it. We need it. We need to be able to tell the devil, no, God's not out of business. It's happening right now at Broxton. Some experiences. Because people begin to cry out in the midst of all Israel. Personally in encountering. Getting it for yourself. Your own experience. No doubt. Mary and Martha was sad when Lazarus had died. Jesus already knew it. He knew he was dead. He told the disciples, Lazarus is dead. He had to get plain with them. But no doubt when he got there, he cried at the tomb. But then he finally called him forth. I'm telling you, that was an experience they didn't forget. That was an experience. So, devil, I know it. I was there. He's walking. He was dead, but here he is right here. God really done it. I mean, God really helped me. Here he is right here. I know. He was dead. And it's an unforgettable experience, a landmark. I mean, you couldn't take that away from them.
No.
They'd done planted him.
That's right.
Done rolled the stone out the door.
Yeah.
But when Jesus called him forth, that was an experience they didn't forget.
Amen.
I mean, Jesus done it for them. I mean, for two little women that was brokenhearted.
That's right.
He'd done it for them.
Yeah, that's right.
And he'll do something for you. I mean, he'll do something for you that is unforgettable. You will remember it the rest of your life. I mean, you won't ever forget it. I mean, an unforgettable experience. There's some of you, no doubt, just been maybe getting by on a friend's experience, maybe mom and daddy's experience. You've never really thought it out for yourself. You've never really fought the battle yourself. You've always relied on somebody else to fight for you. You've always relied on somebody else to step up to the plate. But he wants you to step up to the plate and have your own experience. Have your own encounter. Have your own unforgettable experience that you can always look back to. I stepped up to the plate. I didn't wait for mama. I didn't wait for daddy. I didn't wait for brother. I didn't wait for sister. I didn't wait for the pastor. I stepped up to the plate. I cried out in front of all Israel. And the Lord heard my prayer. And I got an experience. I got something. I got sanctified in a youth service in 2009 at Broxton because I cried out in front of all them people because I wanted an experience. Because I wanted something I could point the devil back to. This is when it happened. This is where it happened. It happened in the youth service. It happened at Broxton. It happened in 2009, right here. This is when I won the victory. This is when I got an experience. Or maybe you've been seeking the Holy Ghost. You can get that experience. And it'd be a day unforgettable. You won't forget it. If you step up to the plate and you win that victory and you get that experience, you won't forget it. It'll be an unforgettable experience. Do you want an experience for yourself? Not just talk to your friend about their experience, but you can tell them your experience. I fought the battle. I stepped up to the plate. I was willing to cry out in front of everybody. It didn't matter who heard me. I needed a victory. I'm wanting an experience. I'm wanting a victory. I'm wanting the Lord to help me. I'm wanting something from Him where I can point the devil back to. I'm needing an experience.
Amen. Thank God.